Katie and your friends disrupted an entire bar of old men and ruined their night?
Ruined their night. I mean, if we're being honest, it was like technically the middle of the day, but I'm pretty sure the ruining just carried on.
Okay.
You know? So, you know, my girlfriends and I threw a, it wasn't a surprise, but we threw a goodbye party for our friend who's moving to Tennessee. We started at the nail salon and then we moved our way over to the pole fitness class, you know, where we were strippers for a moment.
Yeah.
And what we guys did is working out. But there were a lot of rules when you were in the, like, before you got on the stripper pole, you had to wash your hands of all the lotion. You had to take off all of your jewelry and you had to make sure that you didn't have any sort of jewelry hanging on you that could get caught in any way. Right. So we kind of knew that before going in, but we still had our wedding rings on and stuff. And so the way women do, we just kind of take it off and like, I don't know why, but I had two bottles of Midol in my purse. So I just, I put all the Midol in one jar and I took my wedding rings off and I shoved my rings into the jar. Some of the women had like little cases and then somebody else put their wedding rings and then another ring into their sunglasses case, right? Yeah. And so we take the class. It was wonderful. And then while we're waiting for our ride to come, we walked right down the strip mall, just like a few doors
little
down,
sidewalk
just
thing,
right to this bar that I had never been in before.
Well, which is shocking.
Which is shocking that there's a bar in this area that I have not frequented because I feel like I know them all.
Was it like a dive type bar?
Yeah, just like a dive type bar. And several of the women that I was with had been there before and they're like, oh, this is great. We'll go in. You know, it's like in the middle of the afternoon. It won't be too busy, right? So we walk in and immediately, I mean, we've been drinking Prosecco heavily for hours and some high noons and some wine and yes, so it's at this point it is a free-for-all. And when we walk in, it's light and bright outside and we open up the door into, I'm not even kidding, the darkest, dankest cave you've ever been in. And there are 11 of us and we're all dressed in the same t-shirt and we're rowdy and we're loud, and which is like normally how we enter places. But all of the heads, probably, I don't know, 13, 14 men in there, turn and they look at us like, what the hell is this? They're all probably like average age 65-ish.
Oh, geez. It's
just been in there?
The only other female who is in that bar is the female bartender.
Okay.
All the other men look like maybe they had been playing golf earlier.
Maybe they suffer from alcoholism.
Were they playing those poker-type machines?
Sure were.
I can picture it.
Maybe like a couple of like worked third shift at the oil change place. Like there is such a thing.
There's people there like, yeah, with the name tags on.
All very nice men, but they were not having it. At all.
A bunch of chatty Cathys coming in.
Yes, yeah. They were just like, damn. Now it's going to take them a long time to get a drink. And then we're loud and they're trying to all watch like whatever race is on TV, you know?
This is definitely not a place for females.
It's really not. It's really not. So we just carry on and, you know, we all sit at the bar and we're ordering our drinks. And at that point, we're like, oh, right. We have to put back on our jewelry. So we go into everybody's kind of doing it at the same time. You know,
they are a bunch of cheaters.
Yeah, right.
Let's put our wedding rings back on.
They're like, boo. Yeah. Well, we were coming here looking for dudes.
And we saw you guys. Never mind.
We did. And that joke was made a billion times.
However,
given what happened, it was not funny.
Oh.
So while we're putting on, and like I said, various places that these rings are. And one of my friends.
Nuva rings.
Kept.
Let me slide this in.
Not the IUD I have, Matt. But okay.
Sorry.
A Nuva ring.
It was one of my friends put her rings into her sunglasses case. And when she opened it up, she put her rings on and she realized one of her rings was missing.
Ooh.
And it was like a nice ring.
Well, it's one of your friends, I assume.
This
nice.
Is
like a diamond.
And emeralds. Diamond and emeralds. Ooh. And we freaked out.
Oh, no.
We were just like, oh, my God. But she had her other rings, so it didn't make sense how one was missing. So what we thought is that because it's really dark in the place where we were, that when she went to grab them out of the sunglasses case, that one must have fallen and bounced and rolled. Like, that's the only way, you know, because they were locked away in other places. Like, stealing was never, we never thought that. We just thought it fell somewhere, and now we have to find it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where we ruined all of these men's day.
And how long into, just so I can get a better context, how long into when you came into this bar all loud and this and that, that all of a sudden you have to go searching for this ring?
10 minutes.
Oh, they're okay. Probably like, what?
Oh, yeah.
I would be pissed.
Yeah, he's like, come on, guys. We're trying to drink ourselves to death. Can you please leave? Yeah.
10 minutes. And so the guys noticed because we have our flashlights on our phone out because it is that dark on the inside. And so we're looking all over the floor. We're looking in our purses. We're looking on our bodies, like thinking, did it fall into somebody's lap? We're getting up. We're moving bar stools, the whole deal. And then we realize, well, if it fell and it rolled, this wedding ring, it's probably right in the midst of all of these old dudes behind us on their bar stools. So at one point, my friend turns and she goes, "Hey, men! Stand up!"
Oh my God. Okay, that's annoying.
I would be like,
that's annoying.
I'm not looking for the ring anymore.
She didn't go like, hey, excuse me, I can't hold
it.
We
had already done that.
Oh,
and that's where all the jokes turned like, oh, we see you putting on your wedding rings at the bar.
That's right.
We're like, hey, this is annoying, but okay, sure. Yeah. Like, we asked for this. I got it.
I give more credit to these guys. So
yeah, they're freaking the fact that they haven't, like,
they're sitting in darkness so they can't
just make an abuse joke.
I think it's to, like, throw their bar stool at you or something. You guys get out of our place.
Anyway, we had already asked them, and like, you know, and then that's when all the jokes, and we were just like, okay, we have to find this and we need your help, please. You know, this is a big deal. And so my friend makes the announcement to please. Oh, she doesn't say please. She's like, hey, man, get up. And they do. And they all go and stand in the corner and just like wait for us to look around the
whole
area.
Okay, so they're all married guys.
Probably.
Yeah. That woman told what to do. They did it.
They did it in 1 second.
Yes,
they
ma'am.
Stood up. Yep. All right.
It's easier this way.
Yeah. I'll stand in the corner. Tell us when you're done. We start drinking again.
And at that point, while like some of us are, well, most of us are looking, but there's a couple of us who are not. And like that's when the one-liners start coming out, you know, where you
can
tell that they're kind of trying to pick us up, but then also like a little bit afraid of what we
maybe
bring.
Flirty. Don't get too ahead of yourself.
Flirty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Flirty.
I mean, there was
are you telling me guys in a bar are trying to pick up women? Of course.
Of course they were.
Yeah. A group of women.
It took a minute.
Not right. In a bar.
It took because I think we were intimidating upon entrance.
Right. Uh-huh. Too much going on at once.
But then when there's like a few off to the side by themselves, the men felt more comfortable and tried to shoot their shot.
Yeah. It's like a little buffalo, the baby buffalo outside the pack, and you can attack it because it's by itself.
Now's the time.
Yeah.
My gosh.
So at that point, we cannot find the ring at all.
No.
And we're kind of, we're freaking out because our ride is on the way. We know that we have to get into the vehicle and drive away.
Right.
But you don't want to go away without your ring, you know?
Right.
It's like it makes you sick to your stomach, diamond and emeralds.
So thousands of dollars.
Yeah. I mean, it was a nice ring. So I'm like, okay, fine. We're back and forth. We went down to the pole dancing place and we said, you know, this is the information and if you see it, please let us know. It never would have fallen out of her bag on the walk down because it would have been in her bag. Nothing came out of the bag in between that walk. Let me just look in her sunglasses case one more time. And it was like one of those hard, kind of like harder shell case things. I ripped it open and in the liner, inside between the case and the liner, the ring was shoved somehow or another, got up in the liner, and we found it, and I just went, got it! And everybody kind of just took a collective deep breath, and then we left.
Oh, what a relief when you find something like that.
Yeah.
But those dudes probably hate our guts.
Yeah. One, you came in coming in hot.
Oh,
as my friend Sal says, coming in hot.
Oh, yeah, we came in extra hot.
Extra hot, like a big group.
We came in sweaty hot.
Right, and then you're kind of being chatty Cathy's, and it's the middle of the day, so this is not like at night where you're expecting that.
Nope.
And then you're demanding people to stand up so you can search for a ring.
Yes.
And then when they hit on you, you're like, no thanks. And then it's
we're
like,
trying to find a ring.
They're like, what a waste of time for them.
Did any of them offer to buy you any drinks?
That I know of.
Okay.
I mean, we knew we were in there for such a short amount of time that we just put it on one bar tab and paid it.
Yeah.
I mean, we all had a beer. That's how long we were in there. Okay. Yeah, but
that's
I would have taken it.
Thank God.
If they
were offered
it.
My God.
No kidding.
What a relief. What a relief.